I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If it seems like persecution's been in the news a little more than usual lately, well, you're not imagining things, and I'll explain that in a moment. And then stick around because a ministry makeover launches one group into new opportunity. And we'll launch here. Following an unprecedented rise of violence against religious communities and people belonging to religious minorities, the United Nations General Assembly set aside August 22nd as International Day commemorating the victims of acts of violence based on religion or belief. It's a mouthful, but it aims at drawing attention to persecution, of which Christians are the most likely targets. Samuel of Redemptive Stories puts it this way.
There was a study done in 2016 that shows that Christians are martyred every 6 minutes for their faith, that persecution is often an everyday situation for Christians around the world and needs to be vocally addressed around the world.
Low media interest keeps that story from gaining traction. So too does a fuzzy understanding of what persecution actually is.
To claim victimhood for us in the West, being ridiculed for our faith or being ridiculed for having biblical values or biblical standard, to compare that to losing one's life for one's faith, I think that is a comparison that does not need to be made.
Instead, Samuel encourages involvement through intentional and intelligent prayer.
With our organization, Redemptive Stories, we try to tell these stories so that people can be aware of what is occurring, just to create awareness that people can feel connected to their brothers and sisters around the world.
Next, it's been a significant year of progress in the world of sign language Bible translation. Deaf Bible Society's Chantal Pagan tells us 28 sign languages now have Bible portions available 24/7 on the Deaf Bible app and website.
It's just been astounding to see God-aligned strategic partnerships with translation organizations who are physically and actively working to excel translations for sign languages around the world and provide that content to our Deaf Bible platform. We've just been so astonished to see God's hand at work amongst the deaf community at large.
Furthermore, the Lord gathered over 1,000 people from around the world to join the Deaf Bible prayer movement.
Everything that's been accomplished this past fiscal year has been accomplished because of partnership, not only partnership with other organizations, but partnership with people who are advocating to see the deaf community know Christ.
So the progress is great, but there's still a lot of work left to do. About 95% of the world's 400-plus sign languages have no scripture at all. Visit us online to see Deaf Bible's plans and goals for 2019.
We're excited to have you partner in the ways of advocacy, but also in the ways of allyship to come alongside deaf people who have a place in the kingdom.
And Bethany Christian Services is rebranding their organization. They've designed a new logo and revamped the website. Bethany's president, Chris Pulaski, tells us,
there's so much more. So one of the reasons that we're going through this rebrand is to say, this is what Bethany is about. We are the gritty Christians. We always have been, and we always will be. And we're in the middle of the mess. We're in the middle of the foster care crisis. We're in the middle of the unaccompanied minor crisis. And we're in the middle of the global refugee crisis. And we're in the middle of the mess as the gritty Christians, because that's where we believe Christ would want us to be.
Pulaski says before the rebrand, people often believe Bethany solely worked in domestic infant adoption. But because they worked to answer multiple facets of family crises, they wanted to make sure their messaging reflected that.
I think you're going to see us talking more about how we're working in these difficult places, be it domestically, be it on the border, or be it internationally. We've been expanding our work where we used to do a lot of international adoption. Now we're focusing more on in-country adoption, in-country foster care, and also working with unaccompanied refugee minors in secondary countries.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells 1,000 words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.